There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the deal we got? I mean, the deal we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, away we go. FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile on this Friday. This segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. That's my buddy Trey. Trey Bennett. He's been doing this a year longer than this radio station, so I guess he's going into his 15th year of getting the junk gone from homes, businesses, storage units, anywhere you got junk in Mobile and Baldwin counties. And it is a service that I've used personally, used here with the radio station, and the service is great and the people are great. You know, local folks, the people you want. I've said this in the past. I don't know why. There's multiple things that make me strange. But people in my house, I don't know. It's just a thing that I'm not crazy about, right? Like, if I know you for a while, that's fine. But the folks that show up with 1-800-GOT-JUNK are the kind of people that you're like, yeah, you're good. You're happy. They're there doing their job. You feel good with them because they're people you know. They're people from our community, and they do great work. So it could be your home you're getting rid of junk in. It could be outside your home. It could be a house you're getting ready to sell, a storage unit you're emptying out, your shop, whatever. You've got a bunch of junk. You need it gone. And by the way, it's easier to organize when you have fewer things. Remember that pro tip. Use 1-800-GOT-JUNK. You can go online to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com or pick up the phone and call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Either way, they'll find a day that works for you, a window of time that works for you, and they'll set an appointment, a good old-fashioned appointment, and they'll show up. All you got to do is walk around and point at the stuff you want gone. They'll quote you a price if you say yes. They get to work, get it done right then. So check them out. Trey and the crew from 1-800-GOT-JUNK online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. And good to talk to our next guest. It's been too long, although I keep up with text messages with him and watching the social media feeds for him as well. The founder, the CEO of Roads of Hope, Dr. Joe Savage, back on with us. Good to talk to you, Joe.
Good to talk to you, Sean.
It's there's so much to. I want to. We'll probably do this in reverse because I want to talk about what happened the other day at the Jets Bengals game and Ukraine Awareness Day. Let's talk about. I'm seeing these pictures online. You sent me some pictures. What was the deal here?
I don't even know. What in August the 3rd? This is amazing. August the 3rd, I was over. I had some guys with me, American guys. We were in Moldova. The Russian military is 30 miles away. The only thing between us and them was a little Moldovan border with a couple of security guys standing there. But we're sitting there playing, and the football comes from somewhere. I don't even know. And so all the guys with me were, you know, former players, love to play, what have you. And so we start playing with the kids, the refugee, Ukrainian refugee children and orphan children and teenagers. And they loved it, Sean. They loved playing. And so we started the game, and I had a couple of Jets T-shirts in my bag, which has my brother, Phil Savage, who's with the Jets now, and threw it on some of the kids. And then my other friend that was with me, former Assistant Secretary of State of Ohio, Monty Loft, and Monty is a big Bengals fan, and so he had a couple of Bengals things, gave it to some of the kids, and we began to play a mock Bengals-Jets game. And a lot of that was because I knew I was going to be going to the Jets-Bengals game. Monty was going to be going. We've been talking about going for over a year. Well, anyway, we play this. We video. We have a great time. Didn't say anything to anyone about it. Didn't post anything. My brother, 2 days later, sent me a text. He goes, hey, I want you to know this. NFL.com just announced they're going to have Ukraine Awareness Day at the Bengals-Jets game. I'm like, oh, well, that game just got played 2 days ago by refugee children and orphans. And so the owner of the Jets, Woody Johnson and Suzanne Johnson, Suzanne is her family ancestry are Ukrainian. She grew up in the Ukrainian neighborhood in New York. And anyway, they have a desire to help. They've been helping in a huge, huge way. They've been over to Poland, you know, to meet with regular people, and they're giving nonprofits funding. And I love what they're doing, Sean. They're not giving to the typical UN organization types. They're giving to the mom and pop local, true local organizations on the ground doing a lot of great work. And that's who owns Johnson & Johnson, by the way.
Okay.
People. And so it ends up being that there we were for Ukraine Awareness Day last Sunday on the field pregame. And, you know, it's really exciting to be there and be a part of those. That day, all the Jets helmets had a Ukraine flag on the back. It was nice. They did a really good job.
You know, and I guess, you know, I want to pause here, too. People haven't heard us talk in the past. You know, we talk a lot about what's happening in Ukraine and surrounding countries. But your time having been spent in that region, Roads of Hope, what do y'all do? Okay, because there's people maybe that have not heard us talk before. So what is your mission? What is y'all's mission?
Well, it started, I was a dean at the University of Mobile, and I took some students over in 2014 doing like a little mission trip. And in and through that experience, I learned that at that time, 2 out of 3 of the orphan girls were being sex trafficked.
And say that again so people hear that. People forget that. Once again, what's that stat?
12 times they would get sold, and then with the 2 out of 3 girls would get sold, and then she'd be prostituted out 12 times on average a day and dead 7 years. And I'm looking at these kids, you know, these girls, same hopes and dreams as any teenage girl. And but they had no idea the moment that they would step out of the orphanage at age 16, at that time, 16, was the day that they stepped into the arms of traffickers. Because that's a country over in Moldova next door to Ukraine. Ukraine's the same way. They're all looking for jobs outside of the country. And it's very normal for those young people to go work. Gulf Shores is full of Moldovans working. And so, you know, a lot of those jobs are legit, a lot of those jobs are not, and they turn into being sex trafficked. So I just stood there. I felt like I had to do something about it. We began to discuss it, and I prayed. I mean, it's a true story. I know it's not a spiritual program, but I prayed. I said, God, you put me here. I need to do something, but I don't have the time. I don't have the money. I don't know what to do. It seems like there should be a house, but if that's what you want, then just make that happen. Give us house parents, some girls in the house, in Jesus' name, amen. 3 days later, I had a house, 3 girls, and house parents. And now that has led to multiple houses and, you know, a lot of kids being adopted, a lot of kids being helped, and us preventing some kids getting trafficked.
Yeah.
And that carried into Ukraine. And then when Russia attacked, we were the first organization in the world to help Ukrainian refugees.
The first, y'all. Listen to this.
We're already there. We're already doing the work. And we had homes open. We had people that we love. We had vehicles and we just started, and Mobile started supporting us, and here we are still doing it, however many, 200-something days later.
Yeah, I want folks to hear that. So the first on the scene, taking care of more people than the big government policies were doing, and funded from people in churches and, you know, just local folks, Mobile County, Baldwin County, Pensacola area. This mission, this benefit to people in that part of the world, is being funded largely by folks right here at home, Northern Gulf Coast. Am I correct?
Yeah, no, we're getting some funds from other places. Surprisingly, I don't know how they know about it, because I've tried my best to get on some media outlets. When I was over, I guess it was in April and May, CNN was broadcasting right outside. Well, they were at the same hotel, and there was very few of us even there. And so I got to talk to them and spend some time with them, and, you know, they're getting going on the air live. Well, they were very interested. I mean, we're running the largest refugee program in the whole country, right? The largest orphan care program in all of Europe. I was offering to help them line up the interviews they wanted. They were very interested. Then when they began to ask where I was from and so forth, they began to investigate. Sean, bottom line is they started going to these other organizations, and finally I said, look, what is it going to take for y'all to do an interview with me? I want to be able to get on the air. What am I doing wrong? And we talked it through, and the bottom line is I gave them everything they wanted. They did not have me on the air because they knew I would speak the truth. For instance, at that time, while a 4-year-old orphan child was not being allowed into the United States because she didn't have a COVID
vaccines, but yet we're letting thugs come across the southern border bringing fentanyl. And I want to know, why is a four-year-old orphan child running from weapons, running from the military, who's homeless, and a church was paying for her to come? Why, or is the government, why is whoever more afraid of a four-year-old child than we are drug dealers coming across the border? It's beyond me. I can tell you why, because people's got to get paid off. There's no other way to explain.
Yeah, and y'all can see why CNN didn't go with him, and why I think so much of Dr. Joe Savage, somebody who is doing the work in there. And it is an amazing story of these positive stories. There's so much sadness coming out of that region, but you help remind us of that. But at the same time, you show the good works and what has been done. And, you know, your travels, whether in Moldova or taking refugee children. I mean, when you took the refugee children to the zoo, I mean, think about something we do with our kids. The kids that think it's good, they get a T-shirt or whatever, a monkey stuffed animal or something. To those children who had seen the hell that they had seen, it made me cry looking at the pictures when y'all put those up. It was beautiful.
Well, and the thing is, they were treated horrible before there was a war, right? No toilets, insufficient food. The kids' health care is terrible because they're orphans and they're cast aside like they're nobodies. In my view, God created everybody, and I'm no different, no better than that child or anybody else on this planet. So, right. You know, somebody's got to come to their defense, and it was terrible, awful. Well, then you got a war. Now they're fleeing for their lives. And they end up in Poland, and we were there, and, you know, and I was like, man, we got to do something good for these kids. What can we do that's different, you know? We could go show up and play soccer or try to. I'm a horrible soccer player, but, what you know, just play with the kids. I'm like, let's do something unusual. I got online and found a zoo 2 hours away. Come to find out it's the biggest, best zoo in all of Poland. It's awesome. And we rented two buses paid for by people that's listening today,
yep.
Thanks to you, Sean, even having on, is paid for on that bus. And the little kids, when we're leaving the orphanage to take them to the zoo, Sean, I looked over there, and they're bringing their own little sandwiches in a cooler, putting it on that bus. I said, y'all don't need your sandwiches? Are you kidding me? We're buying ice cream today. I mean, you know, and we're trying to do our best. We're clothing those kids. But I've got a problem, man. I need some help beyond what we can do in Mobile, and that is, I mean, winter's coming. Moldova, for instance, we all these homes and refugees and stuff, and especially the orphans, and they're becoming victims. The Moldovan orphans are becoming victims of Putin at this point because the country's on Russian gas. That's coming to an end. The big countries in the West are buying up all the fuel energy sources. Moldovans can't afford it. I've got little children in homes. We can get our hands on coal, and we're buying coal. Anybody against that? Sorry, so what? Live with it, because my kids are going to stay warm all winter. Mm-hmm. And we got to get some funds to buy as much coal as we can. And we're going to keep those kids warm all winter, because it gets freezing over there. And the bottom line is that, you know, that's the result, because, I mean, the fuel prices are triple what they were this time last year. And, man, it's a dilemma. It is a tough, tough spot. We're buying them some winter boots. You know, Lord willing, we're going to get them some clothes. We're going to keep them warm one way or the other. And we just got to do what we got to keep doing. And we ain't going to quit until, you know, we just don't have any more funds, or God says quit, or I'm dead, month three, I guess.
I know that that's true. And people think about this situation. Once again, this is in Moldova, right across the border. So Moldova is not getting the funding that people always talk about going into Ukraine, which majority military weaponry. But there's not money going into Moldova. Here's a country that could barely take care of itself, right? So they're now, you know, in their questionable political operations from Russians inside Moldova and all that. We'll do that on another show. But there's no, if it weren't for y'all, where would these children turn to? Where would they be?
These kids or government kids, it's regular orphans, you know, that come into our home. So, you know, we care for them. We'll care for them all the way through until they're adults. I believe that every child needs a family. Every person needs a family. Heck, my daddy's 83. My mama's 80. And I need both of them. Praise mm-hmm. God I have my parents. And, you know, and so these kids need parents, and we put them in a family environment with a great mother, father, and we turned it into a family, and that's the way it's going to be all the way through. Well, you know, it's a dilemma, because if they weren't with us, they would end up either being, quote, fostered out to a family that's doing it for money so they can buy alcohol, or some kids are getting labor trafficked, some kids are being forced into child porn, whatever it might be. They certainly wouldn't be going to school today like they did. They wouldn't be eating a nice meal today like they do, and they certainly wouldn't be sitting here having someone tell them at the end of the day, I love you, and you're special, and I care for you.
It's beautiful.
And sitting there with those children, that's the beautiful part. That's what we're trying to do, and that's what we've been able to do very successfully, only because God just has given us that ability to do it. And it's, we teach our kids, Sean, this is another show for another day, we don't tell our kids they're victims, and they've been victimized. Now, believe me, it's terrible. But we don't ever say that they're a victim. We never say, like, you can't. We're constantly telling children, God's made you. You have a purpose. You're smart. You can do this. And then we give them the tools to do it. We do not let people wallow in being a victim like we've done in this country right now by certain leaders in our country, talking down people and keeping them suppressed, keeping them as victims when they're not victims. Anybody can lift up, Sean. Anybody can be lifted up with the right encouragement, the right hope that's found inside their heart and given by God. Anybody can find hope. But we're telling people they're victims. We don't allow that. That's how come our only 2% of kids, orphans, will ever go to the universities over there. I got 4 in the university right now.
It's a beautiful thing. If you're just tuning in, Dr. Joe Savage, we're talking about, go to the website, roadsofhope.org. If you look at Roads of Hope on social media like Facebook, you'll see the pictures. You see some of these children we're talking about. And the process here, we've talked about it before, but I see Alan is texting in about what do you know about the adoption process? What would it be? You've talked about that because some of those kids have been adopted right here at home, Baldwin County.
Oh, yeah, we got kids right here in the area that were adopted. We hosted, we brought them over here for like summer programs, and they met some families, and families went, and it's hard. I mean, it took most of these families a year and a half, 2.5 years to get the kids. You know, I think right offhand I can name a number of them, but one that's involved with us he's my hero is J.D. Drinker.
Yep.
He and his wife are in Bay Minette. They adopted 2 Ukrainian children. Why I love J.D. so much is J.D. is a wounded warrior. He got blown off top of a Humvee over in Iraq. He's in a wheelchair. And he was over there. Sean, he was our quarterback in the recent football game.
I saw that, yes.
And he's the quarterback of the New Orleans Saints wheelchair football. There's a league, and the Saints have a team, and he's the quarterback. And he was throwing the ball to these kids from a wheelchair. It's awesome.
He's an amazing
there's
guy.
A video on YouTube if people want to go find it. I wish they wouldn't like it and make some good comments because we need some of that. But it's J.D. Drinker. He's got 2 kids that go to Bay Minette High School right now.
So, yeah, if somebody is, and we're, we've got about a minute left here before we have to, but people are asking about that. Is it, should they, could they angle those, could they go to roadsofhope.org or the social media and ask questions and maybe get a private message about the process here, or what should they do?
But I'll give the short answer. The short answer is it's very, very difficult right now because those kids are scattered all over the place.
Right.
Like the ones we're dealing with are primarily in Poland. The ones that's in Ukraine aren't going to be allowed to be adopted right now. Certain parents have already in the process. They're going to go through with it, but it's going to be difficult to adopt from those countries. But look, every child needs a parent. Doesn't matter mm-hmm. whether they're Ukrainian fleeing from Putin and a thug government, or if they're running from something else. Everybody needs a parent, including the kids right there in Mobile, Alabama. Everybody
Preach.
Needs a parent.
Absolutely. Roadsofhope.org, y'all. You can get information there. You could also, as a community, we've stepped up and we will continue to step up. We're not going to let those kids be cold in Moldova. So keep me abreast of the situation there and the fundraising for heating those homes through that cold winter in Moldova. We'll make sure it's done.
Thank you, Sean. And please go to we're on social media now all over the place. I don't know how to do any of that. Twitter, Instagram. I know we're on Facebook. Please go like our stuff. Spread the word. You got people that you know, somebody that's got a big heart, ask them to help. We need to keep these kids warm this winter, as well as our neighbor down the street that needs some help.
Well said. Well said. We'll talk again soon. Joe, I appreciate it.
Thank you, Sean.
All right. There he is at roadsofhope.org, the website. You know, we've talked about it before. Local charity doing the Lord's work, great work, halfway across the planet. Y'all go check them out. I know you will. Be right back.